Well, this morning we've got a return of our normal guests, one of our normal guests, who is Sergeant Paul Evans from North Yorkshire Police. So thank you, Paul, for joining us today. I appreciate your time. We're talking about domestic violence, aren't we, today? And I think the first thing I'd like to say is that domestic violence is quite an unusual term because it actually incorporates a really wide range of behaviours, doesn't it? As well as violence. So I don't need to explain a bit about that for us.
Violence, no, it's been extended and quite rightly so, yeah. It now includes sort of physical abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, psychological abuse will all come under the remit of sort of, and we tend to use it as domestic abuse now as opposed to domestic violence, just for that reason.
Let's break the language down a little bit. What exactly we're talking about here? Because obviously sometimes it can get covered with jargon, can't it?
Yeah.
So we're talking about violence in the home.
Yes. Yeah, violence in the home. Any relationship that is would be classed as sort of, you know, unhealthy, if you like, and the type of behaviours. I mean, people, when you spoke about domestic abuse, straight away it's the, you know, the battered wives or the, you know, the ex-partner that's always, you know, beating people up and things, but actually it's a much wider area of police business, definitely, and unfortunately still goes on, and especially in sort of isolated communities such as the Dales. You know, but you know, people tend to think of it as being battered wives and things. Well, actually there's a lot of men that are victims of domestic abuse as well, so you know, we've changed a lot of our thinking as the police service, you know, around it. Unfortunately, worst case scenario is quite a lot of domestic sort of homicides, murders are committed. In fact, the majority are committed by people that know each other, and that unfortunately is the case. You know, so yeah, that's we've changed our thinking, definitely.
So violence is one section of that. I presume you're talking also about things like intimidation.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it covers the physical. So that's your violence in terms of the physical aspect of domestic violence. It can be emotional abuse as well. It can also be financial control. We would sort of lump that into what we would call coercive and controlling behaviour, which is now a particular offence connected with domestic violence. So it's where partners or you know, people that are in a relationship, it can be family members as well, are controlling somebody else's behaviour to the extent that it becomes emotional, it becomes psychological. And I think, you know, that is now recognised as a tactic by some people to control people. And it's an unhealthy relationship to be in.
Often difficult to leave, I guess, as well.
I think that seems to be one of the big factors, is that people think, well, you know, I rely on this individual financially, I rely on them for support. You know, there's a whole raft of issues. But what I would like to say is that we work closely with lots of other agencies and support groups that are very well versed in this, that can actually provide support and reassurance, advice. Very often, you know, they can provide accommodation in certain circumstances. And for somebody to break that cycle of abuse is very, very complex at times, and we recognise that. But what we do is we work with a fantastic group of people called IDAS, which is an independent domestic abuse service. They work in Craven, and we link in with them very, very much, and they provide superb service for anybody that is suffering from domestic abuse or that may know somebody from domestic abuse. There's lots of information and support out there for people.
This kind of behaviour has been on the increase in the last 18 months, is that right?
I think there's been some suggestion that because of the current situation with lockdowns and things, that these type of behaviours can increase. I think people's frustration, mental health, various family issues, you know, whether it be financial issues, can often lead to this type of behaviour increasing. So, yeah, I think there's some research going into, you know, what effect lockdowns has had on domestic abuse. Yeah, absolutely.
And I suppose also just that they're together more often, you know, or longer periods of time.
I think
over
so,
that
yeah.
18 months.
You know, if various factors affect it, I mean, financial, drinking, seems to be a big factor with domestic abuse. You know, where people are under pressure because they're losing jobs or various things around that. You know, that can lead to aggression, frustration, fallout, which can then unfortunately lead to violence and other behaviours that would be classed as domestic abuse. Yeah.
Paul, can you give me an example just for anyone listening as to just a basic one as to what would be classed as a controlling behaviour, just in case anyone's worrying that they may be in a controlling kind of environment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's things like stopping people from seeing family and friends, checking up where they are all of the time, you know, not allowing them to have, you know, time to themselves, always checking on them, asking them, you know, very often, what are you wearing? Why are you wearing that? You know, it's that type of behaviour that where somebody else is sort of impressing their views and what they want on a partner, which most people, I think, would see as generally unhealthy. The difficulty of it is because you're in a relationship and very often love and feelings are very strong for people, is people tend to put up with it. But if you take a step back, and if especially if family members have seen it, one of the things I'd like to mention, if I can, is that we do have it came into law a few years ago. It's called Clare's Law, and it's a disclosure scheme whereby anybody that has concerns, whether it be a person that's a victim of domestic abuse or whether it's somebody that's starting out with a new partner or if it's somebody that's concerned about a particular individual, they can apply to the police for what they call the disclosure, so where you can actually then approach the partner if we feel it's proportionate and we think it's necessary to protect people. We can very often go and approach that individual and say, look, this is the information that we know about a prospective partner or a new partner, and this is what they've done in the past, and it's to protect people and give them the information to make sure that they're safe. And all the details of that and the things that we talk about, if people want to, as always, go to the North Yorkshire Police website. There will be lots of information around domestic abuse and the type of behaviours and what we can do and what other agencies can do to assist. So, yeah, there's lots of information there.
Sergeant Paul, just to understand what you're saying about Clare's Law there, that's... you're able to disclose when someone's behaved in this way before, is that right?
Yeah, there's a whole series of you know, we have to rationale our decision making, as obvious, you know, because we're not just going to give people information willy-nilly. But if we think there's a definite need to protect somebody from perhaps an individual that's you know, been guilty of these type of behaviours before and has come to our attention, we can very often approach the person that's in that relationship, if we feel it necessary and justified, to then say, look, we'd like to give you this information to keep you safe, really, and to prevent further offences being taken place. So, yeah, that's Clare's Law. Came on the back of a domestic homicide a few years ago, and quite a useful scheme.
Yeah, so where there's been a pattern of behaviour in the past, you're able to highlight it?
Yeah, we will.
But after consideration, obviously.
The information will be disclosed to the individual that's in the relationship, but anybody, such as a family member or a family friend or someone that's concerned for a loved one, can approach the police, request that information be given, and then we will make an assessment based on all the information that we hold and whether it's justified and whether it's proportionate to actually give that information. But a very useful scheme to keep people safe.
Now, if someone is listening to this and has thought, I think I'm in a bad position, I'm being controlled or coerced or whatever, what should they do? It's a difficult first step, isn't it?
It's a very difficult first step, and we understand that it can be difficult. There is lots of support out there, and if it's just a case of looking for some advice and some support, there's plenty of resources on the internet to have a look at. The Independent Advice Domestic Advice Abuse Service, IDAS, who work in Craven, they're on the internet. They are very, very discreet. They can contact people, and the service, you know, is very discreet. So if people are concerned about, you know, making things worse, there are ways that we work with the other services to assist people, and it is very, very discreet and can be done sort of almost anonymously in some respects for the advice. But no, they're well versed in helping people.
So if you were to talk to them, Paul, there's no commitment of taking it any further. You can just ask them for a little bit of advice just to clear in your own mind what's going on. And you know, you're not obligated to do anything else. They will just talk to you in confidence.
They will talk to you in confidence. They'll talk to anybody in confidence. And if anybody's got concerns, as I say, have a look at our website, North Yorkshire Police, on the website. There's lots of information, advice. It's very victim-focused, and we respect victims' views and wishes in terms of, you know, helping them to perhaps break the cycle, to get themselves safe. And there are schemes that can actually work with offenders as well to try and change behaviours on that front. It's not just victims. We will look at offenders and various schemes to try and get them support, because it's a behaviour that is often learned and built up over time. Mm. So there's lots of work there that goes on around offenders as well that we can point and put them towards the right sort of services to help them as well.
Is there anything else we should mention, Paul, whilst we're on the subject?
Just in terms of the police's attitude towards domestic abuse, I'm 25 years in the job, and when I first started, it was a very different world. We have really learned so much over the years, and one of the sad statistics is it often takes 35 incidents or around 35 incidents before somebody has the courage and conviction to report it. So, you know, these things build up. So,
Well, let's hope this conversation today helps some people and they reach out if they need it. Sergeant Paul Evans.
To help, always.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Sergeant Paul Evans from North Yorkshire Police. Thanks for coming on. I'm sure we'll speak to you again very soon. And it's always good to speak to you.
Have a good day.
Cheers, Paul.
Bye.